sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beloved brothers, did we ever ask ourselves and ponder the solution out of this? And how it is, and how is it that this very ummah, 1400 years ago, the beloved companions of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who recited this very kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, reached the pinnacles of honor and dignity. They reached such points of izzah, of glory, that we cannot imagine today, beloved brothers. What was the reason? Why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as they say, qadam qadam par Allah ki nusrat, Allah ki madad, saath mein thi? That every step, at every moment, we will find that Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in were aided, were helped and assisted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the reason? Was it because Sahaba had strategic power? Was it because Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in were very affluent? They were great in number. What was the reason? Beloved brothers, if we study the life of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, we will find it is only one reason. That in this world, before Sahaba even tasted death, in this world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared His pleasure for them. Allah said, I am happy with them. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Why is it? We belonging to the very same ummah. Belonging to the very same ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's only one answer, beloved brothers. And that is due to the ta'alluq and connection that Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in had with Allah. They became Allah, so Allah became theirs. Man kana lillahi, kana Allahu lah. They became Allah's. So Allah became theirs. Today, beloved brothers, unfortunately, we have become everyone else's but Allah's. We have made friends with everyone but Allah. We have given our hearts to everyone but Allah. We have befriended everyone but Allah. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lah. Who becomes Allah's, Allah becomes his. And this was what Sahaba understood. Not like us, we have memorized it. We have memorized deen, they understood deen. That is why they say, جس کے ساتھ اللہ کی ذات عالی ہو جاتی ہے اس کے سارے کام بن جاتے ہیں. Who has Allah on his side? Allah will sort out all his affairs. جس کے ساتھ اللہ کی مدد ہوتی ہے اس کا سارا کام بن گیا. Who has the help of Allah? The assistance of Allah, the aid of Allah. Allah will look after all his affairs, dunya and akhirat. Aur jis ke saath Allah ki zaat-e-ali nahi hoti hai, jisse Allah ki madad hati hui hai, Allahu Akbar, wo qawi ho kar bhi kamzor ho jata hai. A person may have everything of this world, all the strategic power of the world, all the governments to his side, but he hasn't got Allah on his side, وہ قوی ہو کر بھی کمزور ہو جاتا ہے. اور جس کے ساتھ اللہ کی مدد ہوتی ہے وہ کمزور ہو کر بھی قوی ہو جاتا ہے. And that person who has nothing, absolutely nothing, apparently an outer who has nothing from got no ta'alluq with this world, no strategic power, no figures, no weapons, no government on his side, but he has Allah, وہ کمزور ہو کر بھی قوی ہو جاتا ہے. Outwardly he has nothing, but beloved brothers, in reality he has Allah on his side. And who has Allah on his side? He has everything. Because everything is under the control of Allah. Unfortunately, beloved brothers, آج افسوس ہے کہ اس دور میں اس زمانے میں اللہ کی نظر کرم, اللہ کی نظر محبت, اللہ کی رحمت ہم سے ہٹی ہوئی ہیں. Today, unfortunately, beloved brothers, such circumstances that today, beloved brothers, we find that the help of Allah is not with us. That the rahmat and the blessings of Allah is not with us. And for us, beloved brothers, to gain the rahmat of Allah, the madad and nusrat and the aid and assistance of Allah, there's only one way. The solution is that first in this heart, we have to change the condition of this heart. We have to change the attention of this heart. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, the meaning of which is, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَةٌ إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. That in this body, there is a piece of flesh. If this piece of flesh is correct, the whole body will function correctly. If this piece of flesh is corrupt, useless, the whole body will act accordingly. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, speaking to every individual, Allah, listen attentively. Allah wahiya al-qalb. Allah wahiya al-qalb. Allah wahiya al-qalb. Achhi tarah se sun lo. Listen attentively. Wo gosht ka tukra dil hai. The piece of flesh is the heart. Beloved brothers, two things that Sahaba radiallahu anhu majmain had in their hearts, by which the entire universe fell to their feet. The result of this, the entire universe fell to their feet. Number one, is dil ke andar Allah ki azmat a jaye, Allah ki badai a jaye. Number one, the greatness, the majesty, the grandeur, Allah ki badai, Allah ki kibriyai, is dil ke andar a jaye. Total yaqeen on Allah, on no one else. This is the requisite of La ilaha illallah. That to turn the attention of the heart from everything and everyone, and to put the attention on La ilaha illallah. That no one but Allah in the heart. To have total yaqeen and conviction that karne wali zat Allah hi hai. Allah paak se sab kuch hone ka yaqeen, makhlooq se kuch na hone ka yaqeen. To have this conviction and yaqeen that nothing and no makhlooq, no means, no creation can do anything, but nothing illallah, but by the permission and the order and command of Allah. And number two, ke is dil ke andar janab rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki azmat ho, and to have the love and the azmat and the greatness of janab rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the zat. What will be the result, beloved brothers? In the life of a Muslim, in the life of a believer, every moment, every instance, a believer is at battle. I'm not talking about the battle in the battlefield, about jihad. No, beloved brothers. I am talking about mujahada, jihadun nafs. Every moment, every instance, a believer is a test. He's going through a test. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in many, many verses of Quran Kareem. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ وَلَلَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ لَتَبْلُوَنَّ. Many, many ayats of the Quran, Allah is telling us we're at a test. A believer is at a confrontation. What it means? We will find at one stage, the hukum of Allah will come in front of us. And at that very same moment, dunya will be calling us. The hukum of Allah is calling us, the family is calling. The sunnah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is calling us, our customs is calling us. The order of Allah is calling us. The children are saying something else. We are at battle at every moment. What is our condition? What was the condition of Sahaba? Because they worked on the heart. So what happened? 24 ghanton ke andar Allah paak ko dekhne wale bale. At every moment, at every instant, Allah ko dekh rahe the, ki mera Allah mujhse kya chahta hai. At every moment they ask themselves, what my Allah wants from me. They did not say, what my family wants from me. What does my children require from me at this moment? No. Allah ko dekhne wale ban gaye. Dil ka jazba ye ban gaya, ki mera Allah mujhse kya chahta hai. Ulama ikram explain that person who gives preference to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, fatahna alayhim barakatim minas sama'i wal ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open such barakat. Today we ask any person, any shopkeeper, any businessman, how's things going? He'll say, make dua Allah give barakat. That person, beloved brother, who gives preference to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ barakat مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We will open the doors, in doors of the heaven and the earth. Such barakat. That person who looks at Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and lives his life. Today we want khilafat, we want power. Vicegerency on this earth. Allah says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. مجھے دیکھ کر چلو گے تو خلافت دو گے. Allah says, مجھے چل کے زندگی گزارو گے خلافت دوں گا. You want victory, madad, nusrat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِيَّنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. اللہ کو دیکھ کر چلنے والے, جناب رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو دیکھ کر چلنے والے, دنیا کے اندر فتح ملے گی, نصرت ملے گی, مدد ملے گی اللہ پاک کی طرف سے. But on the contrary, beloved brothers, that person, that individual, that society, that community, or that town or country, or that continent, who loves his life looking at his desires, following his desires, following his necessities, following his whims and fancies, following his family, pushing Allah one side, pushing the Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one side, giving preference to dunya, he may possess everything of this world, all the governments of this world, all the strategic power he may wish, all the wealth, all the weaponry of the world. Allahu Akbar. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will use all that against you. All that you possess will be used against you. Why, beloved brothers? Sab kuch Allah ke haath mein hai. Allah does not make decisions on looking at figures. Allah does not make decision looking at how much of power, strategic power we have, beloved brothers. Allah makes decisions looking at how much of deen we have, how much of ta'alluq we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great opportunity we have, beloved brothers, that in our province, for us to revive this deen, to bring deen again into our lives, for us to learn how to live according to a Muslim. Beloved brothers, we are Muslims 24/7, 360 days a year. We are not just Muslims because the month of Ramadan is coming, so I'm going to be a Ramadani, so I'm a Muslim in the month of Ramadan. Or we see those faces on the face on the day of Jum'ah. Or when Shab-e Barat will come, we will see the masjid full. Or when Laylatul Qadr will come, we will see the masjid full. No, beloved brothers, 24/7 we are Muslims. If we want the help of Allah, we want to gain that very same dignity, honor and glory that Sahaba took from Allah, we have to live as Muslims. Not as Ramadanis or Juma'is. No, beloved brothers. This ijtima that is taking place in 2-3 weeks' time is for us to learn how to live as a Muslim 24/7. This effort that Allah Pak has given us, this effort of da'wah and tabligh, is for every human being, for every Muslim to understand and learn, how do I live as a Muslim? What does Allah want from me at every given moment in time? How fortunate are we in this country, beloved brothers? Allahu Akbar. I was just informed that in this country, in South Africa alone, beloved brothers, we have no less than 30 foreign jamaats in our country. 30 foreign jamaats. Beloved brothers, that's within a space of less than 1 month. I live in South America, in Chile. I'm talking about the whole continent, beloved brothers. At this given moment in time, if I say we have more than 10 jamaats, it's too much. Whole continent. I'm talking about 15 countries, More than 15 countries, beloved brothers. If I say there are more than 10 jamaats, is too much. You're in one country, beloved brothers. What rahmat of Allah that in one country alone, beloved brothers, we have more than 30 jamaats from different countries. What a great blessing from Allah. How many jamaats do we receive a year? In Chile alone, beloved brother, from January till now, we haven't seen more than 2 jamaats. A country like Argentina, such a vast country, in 8 months have only seen 2 jamaats. Where there are more than 2 million Muslims. 2 million Muslim beloved brothers. Allah has given us deen. Allah has given us the effort of deen. Those ijtimaas that are taking place is not just to gather a crowd, listen to a good bayan, sit for the final dua and come back home, beloved brothers. No. Allah has given us 2 things, beloved brothers. Allah has given us deen. Allah has given us the effort of deen. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you are going to make shukr, Allah will give us more and more and more. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ نَا شُكْرِي كَرُوْغَي Allah, what Allah Pak says, نَا شُكْرِي كَرُوْغَي میرا عذاب بڑا سخت ہے. If we are going to make نَا شُكْرِي, we are not going to appreciate and value these bounties and ni'mets of Allah, Allah says, میرا عذاب بڑا سخت ہے. What is عذاب of Allah? We think only Shambok. عذاب کمی اللہ destroying countries. There is only عذاب of Allah. No, beloved brothers. Ulama, right? What is azab of Allah? Ke jo aapke paas hai, Allah usko chheen lega. That the bounties and the ni'mat that Allah has given you, one form of azab is that what you possess, Allah will take it away. Then we will only realize what we had. Go out, beloved brothers. Leave our comfort zone. Leave this country we are living. Go out of the world, go out of this country. Go and visit other countries. You will find what deen Allah has given us. What bounty and ni'mat Allah has given us, beloved brothers. We don't understand. I was just speaking to one Maulana yesterday. Allahu Akbar. How much qadr and value do we have of that hafidhi or qari sahab sitting in a masjid teaching our children? Teaching them alif ba'ata. What qadr do we have for him? Did we ever go to him and say, Hafizab, Qarisab came, so you need anything? Tomorrow, wallahi, when he's not there, then we will cry. Go to South America, beloved brothers, go to other countries, you will see the condition of deen. Through this effort of da'wah and tabligh, beloved brothers, we are taught to understand and realize what is our connection with Allah? How to build our connection with Allah? How to live with a Muslim? I will terminate this muzakara of ours with one hadith al-Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this hadith, إِنِّي إِذَا أُطِعْتُ رَضِيتُ When I'm obeyed, when people live their lives according to my pleasures, fulfilling my commandments, living their lives according to the life of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radhiitu, mekhush hota hun. I become happy. Allah says, mekhush hota hun, I become happy. Wa idha radhiitu baraktu. And when I become happy, I open the doors of barakah. Allah opened these doors of barakah on the basis of what? Obedience to Allah. وَلَيْسَتْ لِبَرَكَةِ نِهَايَةٌ And there's no limits to my barakah. When Allah gives, beloved brothers, subhanallah. On the contrary, Allah says, وَإِذَا عُصِيتُ غَضِبْتُ When I'm disobeyed, when people live their lives in my disobedience, trampling my commandments, kicking the sunnah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of their homes. لعنت نو سوری وَإِذَا عُصِيتُ غَضِبْتُ مجھے غصہ آتا ہے I become angry, furious. وَإِذَا غَضِبْتُ لَعَنْتُ When Allah says, when I become angry, I begin to curse. What does curse mean? لَعْنَتْ What does curse mean? To be deprived of the rahmat of Allah. The most unfortunate person is that person who is deprived of the rahmat of Allah. But look at the severity of this curse of Allah. It does not affect one person. It does not affect two persons. Allah save us all, beloved brothers. Allah save us all. وَإِنَّ اللَّعْنَةَ مِنِّي تَبْلُغُ السَّابِعَةَ مِنَ الْوُلْدِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the severity of this la'nat, Allahu Akbar, that affects 7 generations. 7 generations, beloved brothers. Just imagine. One person disobeying Allah, he's not causing harm to himself, he's causing harm to 7 generations. So, beloved brothers, make a decision, a determination. Let us not wait for Ramadan. We might not see, never mind Ramadan, we might not see tomorrow, beloved brothers. A determination and a decision today. To change my life, to live my life according to the life how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from me, taught to be my Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.